Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Bird Show.
Just having to make a ton of decisions when it comes to her wedding, of course. Everybody goes through the same thing.
Everyone's putting in their input, I've noticed lately, into a lot of
input. I like the way you say that. Input.
Input. And
I didn't ask for it.
Exactly. Well, when Jason and I were first engaged just a few months ago, feels like forever ago.
just wait till your wedding in 3 years.
Exactly. So when we were engaged, the first thing we talked about was the date. Well, it's really important because he has Florida family in South Florida, and I have family here in Atlanta and in South America. He's also got friends all over the United States because being in the military, you make friends and everywhere you're based. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to make it over a long weekend so that everyone could come to the wedding, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're thinking, okay, when is a long weekend? Well, obviously you have your holidays like your 4th of July or Labor Day, Memorial Day. So we settled on our wedding to be Memorial Day of next year because this year would be too soon. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I have too many family members. I need to fly in. It's really expensive. So let's do it for next year. So I was talking to a customer at work, and he's engaged as well. So we've both been sharing our stories. And when I told him that I was getting married Memorial Day of next year, he's like, oh, I didn't realize it was over a holiday. And I was like, so? He's like, I have an issue with people who have weddings over holidays. And I was like, really? Well, I have an issue with people who butt in when I don't ask them for their opinion.
I have an issue with people who have issues with people that are getting married on a holiday.
So it got me thinking, and it really bothered me. Am I wrong or selfish or whatever it is for having my wedding over a holiday?
Jan, what do you think? Come on.
It's a little bit of a selfish decision.
Think so?
By a little bit, do you mean a lot?
What's your thinking behind it being selfish?
Well, you're assuming that that's how everybody wants to spend their holiday.
Okay, well, no, I think that we assume that we were doing everyone a favor by making it a long weekend and you wouldn't have to rush back.
Or take off work.
Or take off work, because don't you think that would be selfish to make you have to take off work?
Depending.
I feel bad. I'll let Jeff say it.
Yeah, it's really selfish. Because I understand the motivation behind it. So for immediate family, it's good. Mm-hmm. But, and you have a huge family, I'm assuming, because you're Mexican. So there's
she's from Uruguay.
Right, in Mexico?
Yes.
So, Joanna's learning. So, I think for you, it might be good, but for people who might have smaller families and a ton of friends coming and a ton of, you know, people mm-hmm. coming, then it's taking a weekend away from a holiday weekend.
But then are you the selfish one for saying, wow, you're taking my weekend away to come to your wedding? There are going to be a ton more weekends for you to go on vacation. I'm only going to have... Well, this one wedding.
Well, I think many people have a...
you're assuming you're important, which you do, so it's okay. I understand that from you.
Most people don't have a lot of vacation time, so I don't mm-hmm. think that they like to be dictated what they have to do on the short amount of vacation time that they have. Mm-hmm. So they feel sort of like, oh, man. I mean, I probably would have gone somewhere else on my vacation.
Mm-hmm. You are doing it in Florida near the beach, right?
It is. It is in Florida.
So that's helpful.
That can justify
it
a little bit.
That makes it a little bit better. But, you know, if you're mm-hmm. sending me to, like, Albuquerque mm-hmm. on Memorial Day weekend when I could be in Destin
right.
on the
yes.
beach.
You're going to find out that's a definition of our friendship.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if I'm going to go to Albuquerque, I better be a really good friend.
Yeah. You know,
Florida, okay.
I mean, Florida near the beach, okay. Yeah. I'm giving you a little bit more.
And I think you have to expect some people not to be able to come, because I think other people plan their vacations a long time in advance mm-hmm. because they have to save up money, especially mm-hmm. with big family. So I think expectations for you can't be that everyone can make it on that weekend.
I wonder if the attendance, if you look at the attendance list and the confirmation list, if it's higher for weddings that are done over holiday weekends or not done on holiday weekends?
Well, I do know destination weddings are lower. I was told that, too. Mm-hmm. If you're going to invite 200, only expect, you know, 40%, mm-hmm. maybe less, to actually show up. But that's fine, too. You know, I don't need a bunch of people. I do just want whoever we're closest to come. But don't you think also holidays have a ranking? Like, let's say if I had my wedding over Christmas, I could understand everyone being like, oh, no.
Yeah, one of my best friends.
Yeah, but honoring the veterans, like, on Memorial Day, you know, people who've died for this country, that right. is way, that's like Arbor Day.
Yeah,
that's
what she's marrying a guy in the military.
Jason's a veteran, and we're going to have it in a, you know, anyways, go ahead.
Here's Justin. Good morning. You're on Q100.
She's worn out, and your wedding's a year away.
She doesn't care.
It's not even more than 2010.
You are going to be so sick of your wedding by the time your wedding gets here.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin. Good morning.
Good morning. Basically, I was just going to say, having your wedding on a holiday weekend is completely wrong. It jacks up everything for all your guests. People make so many plans. And what's even worse than a holiday weekend is last year I had somebody who planned their wedding on the Saturday of the Georgia-Florida game.
Friendship over.
Football season was not a time to get married.
Especially
I'm
in the South.
No,
I'm sorry.
If you have a bunch of Southern friends, then that's selfish too.
Was I the only one looking at Joanna when he said that? Because that was an eye roll like I have not seen since the Ricky Lake show.
Random reference.
Joanna was like, whatever, Georgia-Florida game. This is my day.
I'd skip your wedding and go to Tennessee
game. I'd skip the team for that one. Hey, Terry, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. I was married 30 years ago, Memorial Day. The next day we had a picnic. All your helpers, sisters, cousins, bring a potluck. It was the best time we've ever had.
Yeah, but wait, when you got married 30 years ago, you were only honoring, what, one war?
Is it just huge.
Joanna, you going
to
have
he's
a potluck?
To make it for regular
the word potluck in Joanna's wedding, I don't think is probably going to be so.
Well, and she's the bride. Of course she had a great time. It was her wedding.
Yeah, what we need to do is talk to people that had to attend these, because most are calling up that had their wedding mm-hmm. on holiday weekends and said it was the greatest thing ever. What we want to hear from is the people that had to attend to give you some real talk.
But like I said, I think that there is a ranking of holidays. It's not like a 4th of July.
This is the first holiday weekend in the warm weather.
Memorial Day is
the first time people get out on the
lake.
Introduces summer.
It's a lot. It's at the beach.
Like Wendy said, families plan around Memorial mm-hmm. Day. So families already have like their vacation houses at the beach and stuff like
set. Plan it for St. Augustine, Florida.
And you know what? The fact that it's in Florida and it's Memorial Day weekend guarantees really convenient, inexpensive flights.
And housing.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Never mind. Mm-mm. That does not help. That's not in your favor. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Are you set on that date right now? Are you set? I
We've
mean, it can't move. Can't wiggle.
Booked.
So it's done.
It's done.
Did she pay money yet?
Yes.
Okay.
She's not going to move her wedding because we're giving her grief. She's like,
yeah, you're just not invited, but you can send gifts. You can send Ms. gifts in the form of check.
At least cash. It's not Thanksgiving weekend, which one of my best friends did to me.
On Thanksgiving weekend?
Because it made it easy for her family. All of her family was coming to the same town. So everybody else would just bail on their families right after Thursday.
Or New Year's. It's not like I'm having it on New Year's Eve, right?
When are you going to learn, Joanna, that your wedding day is so not about you?
I know. It's about everybody else and making everyone else happy.
Yeah. And that's my only day, I'm the angel.
It is April 6th, right?
Yeah.
And you're getting married in May of 2011. Good God. Yeah. What is she going to be? We need to take before and after pictures, because by next May, I don't know.
Beat down.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're on The Bird Show.
And so the Braves win 16-5 yesterday. That's like Melissa said. That's a football score right there.
That is a football score. They looked so good yesterday. And one thing I thought was fascinating that Chip Carey kept saying, oh, and these Atlanta fans are just staying. They're not leaving at such a high score, but they're still not. And I'm like, well, because it's been rainy and cloudy and cold in Atlanta since November. So it doesn't matter. They were going to stay in the seats till the end of it. And they probably are still there because they want to be out in the sun.
I didn't get any reports to how many Cubs fans were there and if they were sort of louder than the Braves fans with those Cubs fans.
Yesterday?
Man.
No.
Probably not on opening day, right? So we got 16-5. They're 1-0 right now. They practically have qualified for the playoffs. And there's only, what, 161 games left. Right. I mean, they can't possibly lose their playoff spot now. So Jen should be excited about this.
I know. And, you know, you can have such a great time at the Braves game. First of all, it is a meat market, so ladies get to the Braves games because it's a smorgasbord out there. And second of all, you
can... A smorgasbord? A smorgasbord of malarkey?
Yes. It's a smorgasbord of men. It's a men's madness out there. And you can enjoy whatever you want out there. I mean, I'm on the website right now. You can have beer and wine and tamaritas.
A tamarita, like a tomahawk margarita.
You can have a tamarita.
All right, I like
it. Hot dogs, hamburgers, soda, popcorn, Cracker Jacks. They've even got authentic Mexican out there. Tacos, burritos, nachos. You can get on your Dippin' Dots, your Edie's ice cream, your frozen lemonade. I mean, you can even get barbecue. You can get a turkey leg and some pulled pork.
I'm hungry.
A really, really great time. You can get those homestyle sides with that outdoor picnic area or enjoy your barbecue. Mm-hmm. You can get your grub on at the Braves game.
They got it all, sounds like.
But you know what you cannot have at the Braves game?
You cannot have
boiled peanuts. And
have
I'm
what?
Sorry.
Boiled peanuts?
Boiled peanuts.
Boiled.
Only time Jen gets Southern.
We call it boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts. And you cannot get them in their proper way at the Braves game.
Okay, now they do sell peanuts, right? So it's not like a cleanliness issue. Like, so they don't care if you're like taking the peanut out of the shell and throwing the shell.
They don't care about that.
Dry roasted ones, which are subpar. In the South, we should be able to get boiled peanuts.
I have never. You guys are on your own here to educate me because I have never had one boiled peanut.
I should throw something at you right
they
now.
They are so good. It's such a Southern thing, and I understand it could be an acquired taste. But
yeah,
for
it's
those
like
of
eating
us,
cat vomit.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Oh. For those of us raised in the South, it is a staple of a Southern game menu. Melissa, I know you're.
Katie loves them, and she's a Southern girl. I'm a Southern girl. I'm one of the few it feels like it's already been in somebody else's mouth.
I think what Jen is saying though, it's not so much a tasting; it's like almost a tradition in the South that it should at least be somehow a Southern game.
I mean, I grew up going to Florida State football games with my family, and we would have boiled peanuts every time. Every time going to baseball games growing up, I mean, you name it, whatever, you have boiled peanuts in that styrofoam cup, and they're juicy and they're salty and they drip down your hands, and they're amazing.
They're so good.
And it is something I am missing every time I'm at the Braves game. I mean, I go out there, I have great seats. You're having a great time. You're cheering on your Atlanta Braves. And, you know, for many years, we got to see Jeff Dollar out there leading the charge. Now, the artist formerly known as Phil Tarana leading the charge out. It's so fun, so great. But I'm always left feeling a little bit shorthanded.
Here's where I can concur with you.
Boiled peanuts.
Okay, because you should have a food, I think, at your stadium that represents your region. I'll give you a couple of examples. Okay. You go to Milwaukee, man. I mean, that stadium is known for their brats.
Okay.
You know, which is not quite it's like a hot dog with a really crappy attitude.
It's like a bigger meal.
Yeah, man, but that's part of their heritage in Milwaukee is brats and a beer, right? Where I come from in San Diego, man, you can get a fish taco at a Padres game, which to the rest of the world seems disgusting at a baseball game, but it's part of our region.
But they have barbecue at Turner Field.
But I agree with Jen. Even though I reject them, it is something that is Southern tradition, for sure.
Yeah, it's not the same. I mean, every single place in the South, if you've ever been on a road trip, you can get boiled peanuts on the side of the road. And I used to get them growing up with my dad on road trips. We would eat them at every ball game. You name it. Any outdoor stadium should have boiled peanuts in the South.
And those are the kind you have to get are the side of the road boiled peanuts. You cannot get the canned boiled peanuts from the grocery store and sell them at
Turner Field. They don't come in a can, and they don't come in that tricky little plastic bag that those people microwave? No.
It better come in a big round tin.
Yes, like they come in like an oversized crock pot.
And again, this isn't a taste thing because you may either love or hate boiled peanuts, but what you're saying is that it's part of our heritage.
It's part of our culture, and we should have them at Turner Field.
Melissa says you're missing out. They are at Turner Field.
No.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're at Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just there on Friday for their preseason game, and we were sitting in the seats right behind home plate, and on the menu, it had boiled peanuts. My sister loves them, and I actually almost got them to take home to her.
Were they the kind in the plastic bag?
I don't know. I didn't order them. I actually got the regular peanuts instead, but it had the regular peanuts, and then it had boiled peanuts.
There are many calling up saying you can get them
way
at the stadium.
Way to go, Jen Hobby. Way to make change.
Make change already.
Way to make change.
She says that it happens.
But there is a difference. Jen's like, no plastic bag. We got the. We need the real ones.
Hey, David.
Yeah, hey, I got some good news and some bad news.
Okay.
The good news is you can get them there, but you've got to get them outside in the parking lot. They sell them. There's little guys that are out there. There's little kids every time on the way in. Hot bowl peanuts, but you can't take them in, and they are
see?
The good ones.
But they are not on the menu.
They are, the good ones are not on the menu. They're the kind in the cheap plastic bag.
So you can eat them outside the stadium, but you can't enjoy them while you're watching
you
the Braves game.
They've got the big tubs of them outside cooking in the parking lot, but you can't bring those in.
He said you can't
Why
bring
can't
those
you bring
in?
Them in?
You're not allowed to bring food inside the stadium,
can't bring
right?
anything inside.
Yeah, allegedly you're not supposed to, you know, like, people put stuff in their purses.
Are you
stuff,
really not allowed think. To bring food in the stadium, or you think you can?
I don't think you're supposed to.
I don't think you're allowed think to bring
official,
food in.
I think the official position is no.
Mm-hmm. They got to make money off that.
Right.
All their concessions.
Wink. All their roasted dry
Wink.
Peanuts.
Right. Look at my cooler. Wink.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, y'all. I was going to say the same thing, that you got to have the true Braves game experience and park in one of the far parking lots. And when you walk all the way to the stadium from one of the $5 lots, you can find boiled peanuts every which way you turn.
See, I get that. And those are the good ones. I just want to enjoy them while I'm sitting there watching baseball.
And you would have to sneak them in.
I mean, they really don't do a thorough purse check. I'm sure you can get them in if it was really important to you.
But see, I don't want to have to sneak them in. I don't want to feel like I'm breaking the law.
Imagine getting kicked out of a Braves game because you had boiled peanuts.
Yeah, right. I'm kind of like producer Tracy in that way. I don't want to break the rules. I just want to be able to go up to a stand in the field, inside Turner Field, and get them.
You want to make change here. You want to be part of a change at the stadium.
I just want the staff of the Atlanta Braves and the concessions folks to hear me loud and clear. Bring us the boiled peanuts.
Hey, Karen, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was just going to say that I grew up in the South here in Atlanta, and I love the boiled peanuts, too. And yes, you can get them at the stadium, but they are in that microwavable pack.
See,
and that's not
right
for you?
I know, and it was so disappointing. And the pack, like, burned my hand off when I got it, and then they tasted horrible. So.
Yeah, it does. They taste like plastic. I'm sorry, you microwave them in plastic, they taste like plastic. And that's, like, the fake way to do boiled peanuts. You got to do the real deal way.
See, that's one of those things, like, if you're from the North and you come to a Braves game, like these Cubs fans that are here, right? If they come to a Braves fan game and they try boiled peanuts. Maybe 80% of them are going to hate them, but 20% are going to love them, and they're going to think, I can't wait to go to the next Braves game and have those ball peanuts.
Exactly. I'm so proud of you for saying it the right way.
Ball?
Yeah.
You can bring outside food into Turner Field.
You can. It's legal?
Yeah.
It is not against the rules.
Yeah. If the Braves partnership really reduces my confidence when I answer that question, but I knew that you can bring, it has to be in a soft-sided cooler, and it can't be glass bottles, but you can bring a small cooler with whatever you want into
then,
the
Then
into
they're
the field.
Not hot.
Oh, come
you
on.
You buy them right outside.
But you can buy them outside. Park. You can get them.
It's not quite
but what if
exactly
I want them in,
the same.
But what if Jen wants them in the ninth inning?
Yeah, then leave the game and stop bitching.
Hey, Robert, what's up, man?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm a season ticket holder at the Braves. They do sell boiled peanuts inside the stadium. They're in like a crock pot. They only sell them at certain stands.
Only at certain stands.
Do you know the gates at which these ball peanuts are being made?
If you're on the Golden Moon level, it's right behind section 305.
Oh, he knows.
Okay.
The Golden
and they
Moon
put it
level.
In a fry cup.
Do you have to be fancy and rich to get to the Golden Moon level?
Are you kidding? They sell $6 seats up there.
Oh, nice. That's what we're talking about there.
You know what? It is a recession.
So at least in section 305.
In the but Golden Moon section.
In the
right?
Golden Moon section, which, yeah, sounds kind of, that sounds like something from the old Gold Room.
Yeah.
I think,
or something Jeff used to do all the time in college.
I think we have to get fresh boiled peanuts in so Bert can try them on the air.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes. All right.
If they're part of a, you know, the South culture, I'll be glad to try it.
So
most are calling up now, and here are the calls. I work at Turner Field. You can take food in. You can take outside food in. You can bring in food into Turner Stadium. So you can. And if you want them while you get in, section 305 behind the Golden Butt.
All right, I'm going to have to go find the Golden Moon 305 because that's the only thing that would be admissible for me. Buying them outside and bringing them in is not the same thing.
Okay, I understand Stop. I understand your plight, and it is done already, girl.
I'm not whining. I'm just trying to make change. I'm trying to embrace
Why
our
is
southern
whining
culture.
When she is trying
you
to stand up in the South? Yeah.
Go home, Yankee!
Thank you!
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. This is The Bert Show.
This really could not have worked out any better for Wendy.
I got stuck with the perfect partner.
You really did, man. A Latin dance instructor.
Oh, poor Wendy. What a victim you are.
It's really tough. I
that must really suck.
Every day going in there for hours. And...
Good morning, Antonio.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
There it is.
There it is.
What a cliche.
It's a beautiful thing.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm loving this.
Yeah, how's she doing so far? Because she, I mean, you started from scratch a couple days ago.
Yeah, well, I'm doing good. I don't know exactly how she's doing. No, she's doing a really good job. I mean, she's putting a lot of hours into this. I mean, we're practicing, what, like 2-3 hours a day? Mm-hmm. And she's just... Yeah, just listening to me, everything I have to say, like, mm-hmm. you know, straining your leg, hips out, whatever.
I don't know
it's
if I'm
just
listening
a million
very
things.
Well.
You know what I was just thinking as I'm listening to his accent? You know what? Yeah, because I'm doing Rosetta Stone right now to learn Spanish.
Uh-huh.
The truth is, I don't want to learn Spanish. I want to learn how to speak English with that accent.
That's right.
So if Rosetta Stone could put together four that's Americans funny. Just so you can sound like you're from Latin America, that's where the real money is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really tough to take that. Instruction from that accent every single day. It's just grueling
such
in a process.
Life.
Right, poor thing.
I know, but this whole thing started when I made a challenge last week against Kate Gosselin, who did a jive, and she had to learn it in 5 days. So I made the challenge that I could learn it in the same amount of time and do a heck of a lot better than Kate Gosselin could ever do it.
Because you thought she really sucked that night.
She did not do great. I mean, Antonio's watched the video. She did not do superb.
Is she as bad as Wendy says she is?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. I have to admit it. She's
I almost
bad.
Wonder if she knows, like if she had a talk with her handlers or whatever, and she knew that she couldn't dance, so they told her, well, then you know what? If you're going to be bad, be the worst bad you can be.
Really, mm-hmm. really bad? I don't mm-hmm. know. I think she's just naturally really bad at it.
And she's got a crappy attitude about it, you said too,
yeah.
right?
A horrible attitude about it. I mean, at least go in there with a little bit of effort and trying. And I understand the frustration now that comes with not getting the steps, because I think I get more frustrated at myself because I can't understand, because I have never danced mm-hmm. before.
Does How Wendy does... have any rhythm?
Yeah, she has rhythm. She can hear the music and dance with it. Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say is that, in all fairness to Kate, you know, for somebody that have never danced before, this is a routine that we usually teach to our students in like 50 lessons, spreading like 20 weeks, 30 weeks. And for them to learn it in 5 days, somebody that have never danced before, it's really, really difficult. Now, it is... even more difficult for the dance instructor to dance with somebody that has a really bad attitude like mm-hmm. her. You know, mm-hmm. we understand as professional dancers that, you know, there are going to be challenges. You're going to get frustrated. It's going to be hard. But just be open about it, enjoy the journey, because that's what it's all about. But
you are going to be frustrated. It is going to be hard.
Oh, what
I like that.
How is
well, you started off strong, but then it kind of trailed into like
you're going to be frustrated,
drunk.
Yeah.
How is Wendy's attitude?
No, she's great. She really is great. I mean,
seriously,
I can
so
tell
you can tell us how's Wendy's attitude.
It's good. I mean, it's really hard even to tell. Sometimes she's just really quiet and she's just listening to me. And
you haven't wanted to walk out like Kate's dance instructor.
No. Well, she better not. If she walks out, I'll be like, I'm done with you. I don't have
out.
Any producers asking me to come back because I have a concert. I don't.
When you're watching Dancing with the Stars, I mean, from the outside looking in at the instructors, they all are great, right? But if you're in that industry, do you think, are they really good instructors on that show?
Yes.
They're very good dancers.
Yes. Some of the instructors you have there are U.S. champions. They're like being all over the world. Those are really good people.
Mm-hmm. Really good people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, when did you start dancing? What's your history with dance?
Well, really, I started dancing when I was a kid. I'm a Latin man, so I pretty much came out of the womb dancing just because social dancing is such a big part of my culture.
Sure.
But when I came to the U.S. about 7 years ago, that's when I started dancing professionally in a dance studio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much how I did.
And is that why you came to the U.S.? Because you're like, I'm going to go to the U.S. and teach them rhythm.
Look at those Americans. Yeah, they're well, so cute.
No, you can be a bad really. Dancer in South America and come to the United States and open a dance studio.
No, not really. That's not why I came to America. The reasons why I came here are very, very different. But dancing was always something I wanted to do. I watched this movie when I was a kid called Dance With Me with Cheyenne and Vanessa Williams. And I loved and I knew that moment that that's what I wanted to do. And I was blessed. I had that opportunity to do that here. So
now you've got just a couple days left with her. I mean, at this point, how many hours a day are you going to have to work with her to have this thing down by Friday night?
Well, we're scheduled for 2 o'clock to 2 or 3 or something like that. And I'm going to try to squeeze as many hours as possible. I asked her to come back later on today again at 7, and we have to get it done.
Yeah, we're doing 2 lessons today.
Oh, really? And your feet are already jacked up, dude. Oh, now you got to do this twice today?
Poor Antonio's got to look at my jacked up feet like every rehearsal. And, I mean, I don't know why I need
I think
to impress
Antonio.
Antonio
would
all
love
the time.
That.
I always have to impress Antonio. So I don't want him to touch me when I'm sweating. I'm like,
yes,
my feet
do.
Are bleeding. Well, I want him to touch me, but not when I'm sweating.
We did a really good exercise yesterday about touching and finding the muscle and all that. So she was blushing. I'm like, don't be like that. You know, this is okay. We're supposed to touch each other.
I'm way too inappropriate right now for this activity. I gotta go get some water.
So this is happening on either you guys are dancing or having sex on Friday night, right?
Yeah.
We are dancing on Friday night at Dazza Dance up in Alpharetta off near John's Creek.
And anybody can come and see you, right?
Anybody can come on Friday night.
Yeah, we need you guys to actually come out and see her because this is part of sort of the bet is that, I mean, Kate Gosselin had to do this in front of millions of people. So if we're trying to even the playing field, then Wendy should at least have to do it in front of a couple of dozen people for the first time. So where
There's
exactly
a million
is the studio?
That show up at Dazza Dance. No.
Yeah, we have about 100 people that shows up every Friday.
Okay.
But we are located right on Old Alabama Road off of Exit 7 on Holcomb Bridge.
Now you say it, Bert.
100 people?
Yeah. We usually have between 80 and 100 people that shows up to our parties every Friday.
It should be more than that this Friday.
Absolutely. You know, we should have at least 300 people there.
Oh.
Just to...
See, I was expecting maybe like 2 dozen, like 20. I didn't think it was 100.
100 people, man.
Hey, are we filming your rehearsal today for the website?
Yeah, Red's coming up today. So
yay! Great. I'm so proud of you, Wendy. I think that's really cool.
It's
and
I'm
you seem
fun.
To have a confidence about you from doing this.
I mean, I'm having so much fun learning it. I mean, it's something different that I've never done, and I'll probably continue doing after this whole process, but. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Here's TC. Hey, TC, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Okay,
hey.
Sir, how are you?
I know that you're focusing on dance, but I just want to rent Antonio's voice.
I know.
It's awesome. Why do you need Antonio's when you can have Bert?
Holcomb Bridge Road. Holcomb. Say Holcomb Bridge Road.
Holcomb Bridge.
Holcomb Bridge.
You see that? You can say anything, and women are going to fall all over the place. I just want to rent it just for a little while.
Why don't you just have
your accent's a little further
it's
east.
It's a little eastern block, isn't it?
This is The Bert Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Bert Show.
So I want to ask you guys about the concept of friend jealousy. It's something that I've been observing, and I want to kind of know how to repair that, okay? Because my life was very compartmentalized. I grew up in Nashville, went to UT, and the real UT, Tennessee. And then I came down to Atlanta. It was there first. So anyway,
Tennessee was there before Texas?
Yes.
Really?
Hello.
Didn't
yes.
know that.
So anyway, so came down to Atlanta. Well, a lot of, you know, all my friends that I went to school with ended up staying around the Nashville area. So when I go see my friends from when I grew up, I go up to Tennessee, and when I am hanging out with friends that I made here in Atlanta, I'm in Atlanta. So I never have really dealt with this because a lot of my friends, we don't really cross over. You know, the paths don't cross over. Well, in Katie and her friends, they all went to, you know, either high school or college together because Katie, you know, went to UGA. And... Yeah. And so she went to UGA. And so she, you know...
if she knew the date, she would say whether that was first or not.
Well, Georgia is first.
Well, the real UGA.
Right, yeah. There's nobody else tried to steal the colors and the emblem or whatever. So anyway, moving on. So Katie and her friends, you know, are all, you know, kind of local, and they hung out and everything. But I've noticed that since, you know, we've all grown older and brought more friends into our circles, that hearing them talk, and I wish I had I don't have a specific example, but hearing them talk about their group's new friends that have come in, mm-hmm. I noticed they're kind of critical. Like, it's hard for new people to come into that.
So the core group, everybody's cool. You're either on the inside or you're on the outside.
Well, it's like it's like, for instance, if Jen and I went to school together, we went to college mm-hmm. together, and we grew up together, mm-hmm. and we've been friends for a long time, and then all of a sudden I'm working with Wendy, and Wendy and I start being friends, and we hang out a lot, then it would be the case where Jen becomes jealous of Wendy because she's like, wait a second, I've known her longer. Mm-hmm. And when you start doing things with Wendy and you don't include me in them, I'm getting kind of jealous about this.
I think that's a girl thing.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And I do notice that with groups of women... And like I said, I didn't experience it because I moved straight to Atlanta from college, so I didn't spend any of my adult life in Tennessee, and so I haven't been a part of that. But yeah, it is. I tease them about it because, you know, there's one thing for me to come into the group because I'm Katie's girlfriend, so mm-hmm. it's a different thing. It's like they're, you know, her other friends, boyfriends and husbands. You know, we're in our little group too because we're, you know, the partners of everybody. But it's a whole different level when it's co-workers, new co-workers, mm-hmm. new people, because I think there was a case in which one of them and I want to know how to
the choir,
I want to know how to blend all this together because
can't.
I felt
you have to be boys.
You can't.
Guys because, don't care.
Well, let me give the example. So, for instance, well, you know, that we know several women that are pregnant right now or just had children. And there were cases in the past where those women had gone, let's say, baby clothes shopping with somebody they had worked with. Mm-hmm. And that these college buddies didn't get to go on the trip. And there was this little sneaking. Oh, well, they went with them. And they went, you know, clothes shopping.
Of course they picked out that ugly outfit.
Yeah, of course. If they were with me, I would have taste. But they didn't. You know, like, and it's just automatic that they don't like anybody that didn't in part awesome. Of their career.
This goes back to my theory that nobody ever really evolves past the eighth grade. I mean, you pretty much are in the eighth grade your entire life.
Like,
the
only they're blood sisters, and everybody else that comes in is just not worthy.
The only difference between high school and real life is you get benefits. That's it. Other than that, it's the same exact thing. It's being in your 30s. Yes, it's
some
all
in,
the same.
Some out, some are cool, some are dorks. You're trying to get in on the cool group. It's all the same.
You're just not on your parents' insurance anymore. Because other than that,
let me ask the women, how do, if there's any possible way to repair that or build a bridge between the two?
I think it has to be somebody else in the group. Like, from your example, like, if you and I are the college friends, mm-hmm. and say, also, Natalie is in our clique, uh-huh. right? Mm-hmm. But
hey,
you bring in Wendy uh-huh. as the new girl.
So you're saying Natalie would have to talk to me about Wendy?
No.
No.
What I'm saying is the only way to bridge the gap for Wendy and me and the rest of the girls is if Natalie reaches out to Wendy. If one person in the group, outside of the person who brought in the new girl, uh-huh. reaches mm-hmm. out to her and they form a friendship, then all of a sudden they're in the fold.
Okay.
It's like joining a mob. Like, you have one guy bring you in, but then the other guy has to vouch
what I'm saying?
For you.
Like, so you and Wendy are friends, but Natalie's also got to become friends with Wendy to make me and the rest of the girls feel like, okay, well, now she is one of us.
She's got two votes instead of just one.
I think the mafia analogy is a good one.
Now, is there a certain amount of timing? Because, and I'll just throw this out here to see if this is, if this sticks. But is there a rule that, like, if a new person comes into the group, so let's use the example of Jen and Melissa are great friends, mm-hmm. and then Melissa brings in, you know, Wendy to the group, to the group of five, the mm-hmm. party of five, for example, and then Wendy is brought into that. Mm-hmm. And then after, like, one meeting or not enough time and reputation has been established, Wendy reaches out to other people in that group without including the original member. Isn't that drama, too?
Yes. She can't do the
drama.
Reaching out.
No.
It has to be somebody in the group to do the reaching out.
There's etiquette. Yeah. There's etiquette.
A ton of etiquette. And then you can't hang out with the new person without hanging out with the old people more. So if you're hanging out with the new person more than you're hanging out with the older friends, and that causes tension. So if you're going to hang out with the new person, you need to hang out with the group. Or hang out with your older friends.
But I understand why, but I will say, now, if I'm the person stuck in the middle, if I'm the one, you know, in this scenario I am, because we're bringing in producer Natalie, let's bring in Bianca and Lauren, our interns and everybody. So I could see where if I'm hanging out with this crew from my college, that all we talk about is time in college. All we talk about are the stories from our heyday. Then I am friends with Wendy from work because it's refreshing and new, and there's new tales to tell and new experiences to be had. I do think from observing the situation that there's a lot of times, like, I know I would do it if I was a part of it, but from observing it, college buddies and high school buddies tend to do that. You tend to get into this repetition of...
It's all you talk about. Go to a high school reunion, that's all you talk about.
That's all you talk about.
That's why your spouses are so bored when they go with you.
So it's you know, there. I think there's also a responsibility on everybody's part to kind of open up and evolve a little bit, you know, from Athens.
You can't. From Athens.
Here, Bird Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.